Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
COVID has just thrown a spanner in the works with everything. Now we've got the brand new strain, but something that's already going ahead, literally, it's went ahead yesterday, was the week-long pilgrimage. Everyone from around the country does their best to try and get to Bathurst, the Bathurst 1000, the race that stops a nation. I think that's what we call the Melbourne Cup, but I'm sure these guys would definitely argue when it comes to that. But obviously, you know, for supporters, there was no question they weren't going to come to the mountain as soon as it was opened up to everyone. Mm. This is how excited people were to finally come back to the mountain.
Was there ever any doubt that you wouldn't come back?
No, nothing will stop me from coming here. Not a chance.
COVID cleared the campsites last year.
I'd come back every time. All I've got to do is get a leave pass.
From premiers and home.
Yeah, and the missus as well.
What if they started racing Daewoos?
Maybe.
Would you still go to Bathurst?
I recommend going to Bathurst just once in your life, even if you don't like motor racing. I've been there twice. Don't really care too much about motor racing, but it's just something you have to see to believe. The atmosphere. The very first time we turned up, it had been raining and raining and raining in Bathurst for like a week. Mm. We turned up in our car, and all of a sudden, there's just people lined up along this mud makeshift street, and there was two people going for a bike race down the hill.
Yeah, right.
Without shirts on.
Okay.
It was absolutely, we're going, okay.
They at least had helmets on, nothing else.
It looks like we've made it to Bathurst. And as you heard, people are pretty passionate about coming back to Bathurst. You see so many, you know, slices of Australiana when you visit Bathurst. And for some people, they've literally been, you know, raised at Bathurst over the years, like this guy.
I was 5 years old. We weren't allowed to come before five because we had to get our own breakfast.
Yeah, and obviously your parents had hangovers and you were too young to drink, so that was the reason why you couldn't go there.
Dad fashioned me first car booster seat out of an old VB carton.
Yeah, so it is absolutely amazing going to Bathurst. You know, you see that the salt of the earth. One time I saw this guy that had managed to put together had like a little ride-on lawnmower. Somehow he got that in there. I don't even know how. Had like a little trailer. Had a barbecue, which was also decked out as a TV station and a fridge.
Well,
he's
been busy in the shed, hasn't he?
Yeah, these people, they take this to the very next level. I've even heard stories of people turning up before the race starts because supposedly they check your boot and everything. When we turned up, you only had to take like one case of beer per person per day. Mm. So you had people turning up early and burying alcohol on the mountain and then digging it up like it was...
Well, to go up like pirate treasure maps.
Like it was pirate treasure. And speaking of that, people do love a bit of a drink on the mountain as well. People
what?
Will, yeah, exactly. People will literally set up like their own pop-up bars. Like people have been coming there for 20, 30 years. They've got their own little community. Mm. And even this one's doing it for a good cause, their own little pub.
At Wobbly Boot Bowling Club, they're collecting everyone's ring pulls. Every can counts.
Give them to the hospital. They send them to Melbourne, cash them in, and they're used to for wheelchairs for little children or prosthetics.
Yeah. Drinking for a good cause.
Yes, that's absolutely. Exactly right. Oh, that's
imagine nice. That. So you're up there, and it's like maybe you're with your partner, and they're yelling at you for drinking too much. You're like, it's for the kids.
Yeah, that's it.
And you're like, not that we promote, you know, excessive drinking of alcohol, but I suppose...
I know they have pit crews up there for the you know, the drivers and that. I wonder if they have... This guy's almost sober, quick. And they wheel him in on a wheelbarrow. They quickly, like, hook up the funnel, pour more beer down.
It's a very long week. When I went there both times, I went there for like 2 days the first time and camped for a day the second time. It's a very long week. So the first big ticket item is going to be tomorrow. It's going to be practicing where you get to see all the cars, you know, doing their practicing and everything. And the big race is on Sunday. So if you're one of the people that got there yesterday, got your own little pop-up pub like this, it's a very long week of drinking. You know, when you start, you're all excited and you're like, yeah, Bathurst. And you're sort of, you know, you feel a bit like Peter Garrett, Midnight Oil, like, you know, like King of the Mountain. A week of absolutely smashing your liver and everything else. By the end of it, you're a bit more stumbly, a bit like this, I reckon.
Falling down the mountain.
Yeah.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
Good morning.
I'm feeling more relaxed already. I'm feeling good. Yeah.
I know. And when the sun's out as well, how good's that?
Yeah. We're hoping it stays that way for this weekend. This was supposed to happen a bit earlier in the year, wasn't it?
It was. It's normally on the long weekend in October, but we didn't want to cancel it because we cancelled last year and we just want to keep things going. And we figure people need an event, get out in the fresh air and do stuff.
It'd be really confusing if you called it Reboot in Bermagui.
Yeah.
Would be very confusing. I'm confused already and I'm part of the organising committee. So. But look, it is definitely a reboot weekend because we have so much going on. We have the fun runs, we have the tug of war, we have ocean swims. We've got a new event this year, which is the escorted road bike ride to Cobargo and back.
Oh, right, cool.
We're limited with numbers this year just to see how it goes, so go online and register for that. The fun runs are on Saturday morning, followed by the tug of war, and then the ocean swims on Sunday morning, and so is the bike ride. There's Tai Chi classes, Pilates and yoga at the country club. There's barefoot bowls on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, this
club.
Sounds like my jam.
Yeah. Well, it's not that strenuous.
What are you trying to say, Julie?
That's an athlete.
Well, I just noticed that you picked probably the easiest event to say it sounded like yours. So you need to get out there and have a go. And if barefoot bowls is your thing, that's fine. So we also have golf and tennis on Sunday afternoon at the club, followed by a barbecue and a free drink as part of your registration. So River Rock Cafe, got stand-up paddle boarding, and I've probably forgotten something.
Oh, well, it sounds like there's a lot on already, so it doesn't surprise me. Maybe we should have a go at the stand-up paddle boarding, because last time Hutsy and I tried that, we spent most of the time just falling.
I had mine around the wrong way.
For about
10 minutes, I'm like, why can't I stand up? And then someone comes over and goes, oh, by the way, you got it around the wrong way.
He had his paddleboard backwards.
You need a board that says front and back.
I need left and right on my hands as well. Sometimes I get confused.
He's already
got
L&R written on his shoe. So it's,
Well, look, hey, what could be easier? It's on Bermagui River, so no way, dare I say it, but any fool can do it.
Oh, put the mocker on us now.
Yeah, sounds like a challenge.
Anyway, look, there's something for everyone at Reboot, all ages. Come along and have a bit of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast. You mentioned registering for some of the events, though. Julie, where can people go to do that?
Rebootinbermagui.com.au. There's a calendar there under the program, which tells you time, costs, all the rest, and a link through to the registration page. The yoga, the Tai Chi, and the Pilates are all free. Everything else is very reasonably priced. You've got the opportunity to win money. For example, with Tug of War, winning team, male and female, $350 cash.
Oh, wow. Is this like Squid Game?
I was going to say,
price?
It's more of a family-friendly Tug of War, okay. I think. It's a lethal version of Tug of War.
Yeah, actually, why don't you guys put a team in?
We should.
$350 cash. So then you just wander over to the pub and spend it all.
I wouldn't come out.
People often refer to us as those two tuggers on the breakfast show, so we should go
on. Make it official.
So, it's a great weekend, and we really want some of our locals up and down the coast to just come down to Burmy for the weekend or just for a day and have a fun day out.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody is invited, except, of course, Omicron. But reboot in bermagui.com.au for all the information you need on what activities are happening this Saturday and Sunday and details on how you can register. It's always a good time in Burmy, but geez,
absolutely.
It's chock-a-block this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. See you then.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Australia Post has been a little bit red-faced to match their
again?
Bikes.
What?
Nothing to do with their deliveries. They're doing outstanding work, keeping up with the Christmas delivery schedule. But a video has been posted online of a bloke. He looks like he's wearing an Australia Post, postie uniform. He's on the back of the iconic red postie bike. And he's getting up to some mischief.
Any local posting on the good stuff.
That's him popping a wheelie on the postie bike. It starts off, you know, with him rolling a cigarette.
It does sound like that.
Geez, I hope he's not using someone's mail to do that.
Some rollies.
I mean, you know that any time someone has a laugh like this, they're about to do something that's probably illegal. You know, hey, mate, we should do this. You know, there's probably going to be police involved 5 minutes later. He's popping a wheelie on the postie bike, and Australia Post has issued a statement saying we are investigating the incident. However, it does not appear to be an Australia Post employee or motorbike.
Ooh,
it did look like the real thing. I mean, if it was a legitimate postie and a legitimate bike, I suppose he'd have to circle back and pick up all the letters and parcels that spilled out of his satchel while he was doing the wheelie.
You see the Legionnaires cap flapping in the wind as well.
Yeah, well, he had like the helmet and that on, so it was really, I don't know, it was weird. Australia Post says, we take safety very seriously and these actions are not in line with our policies and procedures. Well, you know what? Maybe they should be.
Yeah.
Maybe the mail arriving would be a little more exciting if your posties on their bikes went full crusty demons, like, you know, doing tricks and dunking the mail in your letterbox as they fly off a ramp. I'd be out the front just going, oh my God, the mail's here, I can't wait.
Tough choice, isn't it? It's like I could have Hans Molman delivering the mail or Evel Knievel.
That's it, yeah. I'm like, maybe get some of the, you know, ex-ride, the crusty demons, if they can't tour due to COVID, get them on as posties. So, yeah, as we mentioned, they are investigating the video. They said if the man is caught, he could receive a large fine or much worse, be forced to assist with Christmas deliveries. Just send me to prison. Please don't force me to do this.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.